Attention all business owners. David Nagel here with an important question. Are you tired of struggling with overwhelm, feeling like you can't create a steady income, and dealing with worry and anxiety because you don't have a solid plan? Believe me, I've been there, and no matter what level you're at, these are all symptoms of some larger internal issues at play. If you're ready to figure out what's blocking the success that you know is meant for you, I have the solution that you've been looking for. Join me at the Art of Success Summit on June 26th through 28th, live from the comfort of your own home or office. Now, over these three life-changing days, you'll learn how to overcome your terror barriers, identify your biggest blind spot, and create a plan to get you where you want to go in record time. Don't miss this opportunity to transform your business and your life. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses and our lowest ticket price, but that will increase very soon. Visit lifeisnowinc.com/summit to secure your spot today. Again, that's lifeisnowinc.com/summit. Hope to see you there. And now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey everyone, David Nagel. Welcome to another episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about a concept that I learned many, many years ago from my mentor called the mind-money connection. And it proves to be probably one of the most powerful lessons a person can ever learn, especially if you own a business or you're in sales. So this is not really complicated, but because most people don't understand it, they work on the wrong thing when it comes to learning how to make more money. I have a sales program that we call the Matrix, that we have people in that program learning how this actually works and really just tremendously increasing their income beyond their wildest imagination, actually. So let me kind of explain what this looks like, and then you take it and think about it, because what I'm going to explain to you, you can start doing immediately, again, especially if you're in sales or you're in business. So let's start off with this idea. Most people have the wrong connection in their mind when it comes to mind and money, meaning that they think about money the wrong way. They don't understand that there's an abundance. They think money is something that's difficult to earn. They stay stuck in a financial set point for most of their life. Very few people ever become millionaires, although more now are happening today than any other period of time in history. But still, when you look at the entire globe, everybody has the ability to, but very few people actually do. And it's not that it's because it's difficult. It's actually deceptively easy. But again, the problem comes down to this connection in the mind. So when we're raised, one of the ways that we're raised is that we live in an environment where everybody in our environment, usually including our parents, suggests to us that everything outside of us, people, places, things, circumstances, teachers, bosses, they all have the power and we don't have the power. For instance, For instance, when you are a kid, you go to school, and the idea is that the teacher's in charge, right? So you got your parents in charge, then they send you somewhere else where the teachers are in charge, and you have to learn all this information. And the teacher has the power to promote you to the next class or to the next whatever. And we go through this for, 15, 20 years, where somebody is always in charge of moving us to the next level. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because that's not necessarily a bad thing. right? I mean, we all need mentors and teachers and, you know, that in life, and they help teach us things, and we try to master the information, and then we go to the next level. But when most people go out to get a job, they approach it psychologically, and ask yourself if this is true for you, that you have a skill, you've learned something, right? You have a basic education, you have become proficient in something, no matter what it is, and yet you're still going out and waiting for somebody to say, you're the one. You're the one that I'm going to hire. And if you do this job proficiently, I'm going to pay you this much money, right? I think that that's, if, unless you were raised in an entrepreneurial family, that's exactly how you were raised. And that creates a problem because it's a viewpoint. It's a point of view in which we go through the world and we believe that other people are the ones that hold the power to determine how much money we make. It's true. You can go to school. You can learn whatever it is that you need to learn. You could practice it and become very good or astute at it. And you might raise yourself in the competition class amongst other people. And then you might be, you know, one of the very top percentage of people that gets considered to be hired over everybody else. But still that person has to be the one to say, yes, I'm going to hire you. And still that person really does, even if at your own suggestion or your own bargaining agreement, you say, here's how much I want to pay. They still have the power to say yes or no. Think about that. Really let that think about that. When we flip this, and you realize that when it comes to money, you want to make however much you want to make in life. You have to flip it so that you have the power. Now, think about that. You have the power to create your own economy. You have the power to create your own income. You have the power to determine how much you want to make. You have the power to determine whether it comes into your life easy or it's difficult. You have the power to determine what you do for that money. You have the power in business to say, I will or I will not work with another person. But if you don't ever consider that you have this power, when it comes down to in business where a person is either in sales because they're part of a sales team in a business or they own the business and they're in sales, one of the major errors a person does is that because they were raised that they need the yes from somebody else, they approach sales as, here's the amount of money that I need to make. I have to go out and try to find to get this person. I have to figure out a way to get them to say yes. And then maybe if I do enough of that, I'll eventually hit my financial goal. So in sense, they approach going out and make sales in their own business with a product or a service that they're a professional at that solves a problem or makes a person's life better, and they're approaching it with other people as if they were going out to get a job. They're waiting for permission for the client or the customer to give them the permission to actually make the sale, to buy. And there's people that work really hard at doing this. I mean, extremely hard. They work the numbers. They get the sales scripts down. But they never learn to change the energy and the dynamic in this situation. So they end up with mediocre results. Sometimes they end up with the up and down results, like they hit a goal or they get close, but then something happens and they come back down again. They're all over the board with it because they have not made the mind-money connection. And when we make the mind-money connection, everything begins to change because we realize, number one, the amount of money that we make and how much of that or how frequent we make it is entirely up to us. We're in the power position, not somebody else, not somebody you're selling to, not somebody in the future. You're in the power position. Whatever product or service you have, you've got to see yourself as the expert and the problem solver within the dynamic of that business and how it actually works out in the world itself. That's the first thing. The second thing is that instead of looking at business as who will work with me or who will buy for me, you should be approaching it from this perspective. Who do I want to work with? Who do I want to sell? Who is my ideal client? What is the best person that I can find that will benefit the best from what it is that I want? And how much is my product or service worth? So that when a person's going out and making sales, they're not trying to get a sale. They're going out trying to provide service, and they're looking for the ideal people that they actually want to work with. And they present themselves professionally and powerfully in a situation where they can actually solve a problem, whatever it is that your product or your service does. You've got to see yourself as the person that is out there solving the problems that other people have, the difficulties that they have, making their life better, taking care of issues, whatever it is that you do. And really, you should be thinking to yourself, not will this person say yes to me, but whether or not you will say yes to them, because you're the one in the power seat, you see. Now, that doesn't mean you come from an arrogant place or that you're unkind or unfriendly or that you're a jerk in any way. What it means is that you have the ability to provide more service than basically anybody else because you see the value in what it is that you do. And you're looking for people, and this is important, that can recognize the value in what it is that you have. If a person can't recognize the value in what you have, well, let's look at it like this. There's basically two kinds of people out there that buy in the world. They have, in other words, they have two different values. One is a person who has a value where they just go out in the world and all they actually want to do is save money. They need products and services, but their most important value when they purchase is how much money did I save? Ask yourself if you're one of those people, because this problem also starts at home with us. It's one of the things that we have to begin to change. But the other kind of person is somebody that knows how much something costs. They may be cost conscious, but really they're more after the value of what it is that they're buying. They're more concerned about the value. The value means a lot to them, and they're willing to pay more for that value if need be. In business, you really want the latter. You want the person that is more concerned with the value. You do not want the person that is always constantly trying to bargain down what it is that you're selling, because both people lose in that situation. Here's why. Number one, you've worked very astutely in becoming good at whatever it is that you're doing. Hopefully you're selling a top product or a service to the marketplace, which means you should be compensated for that, the very best that you can. And that provides a problem solving or service or whatever it is to the potential customer and client. And it should do that in the very best way possible. And they should be able to recognize that that's what they're buying. They want that best service. When those two things come together, that's magic, right? That's amazing in business. That's where both people are very satisfied. When one person's prepared to pay full value for something that gives them full value, both people win. When somebody's out there trying to constantly bargain down in order to get full value, both people actually lose. Why? The person that's selling the product or service does not make the amount of money they actually could, and they don't know it because they're just trying to find somebody who will say yes to their sale. And the person that's buying it doesn't even understand the full value in their life of what that product or service is going to do. They're only concerned with saving a percentage. They think they're ahead by saving the percentage. And very often, because they don't understand the value, you'll find that person complains more, that person asks for refunds more, that person doesn't take responsibility for the ownership of whatever the product or service is. They don't even understand how to get full value from what it is that they purchase. This is all part of the mind-money connection, and it's something that we have to work on individually, as well as individuals ourselves, really. It starts with not understanding really what your relationship to money is when you're a kid. So We don't have to look in the past and get stuck there. The thing is that we have to know, right? How are you raised? What is your relationship to money when it comes to business and sales? And how can you begin to change it now so that you're in the power seat with that idea, with that concept? Because it makes all the difference in the world. And the other thing is this, when you see yourself as of an individual of that high of value, you also attract other individuals on the purchasing end, right? Potential clients and customers that have the same high value in their life. If you see yourself as a lower value and you're just trying to get people to buy, you'll generally attract people that see themselves as a lower value. So if we're going to lift everybody up, the idea is that we see ourselves as the person that we want to be first. We make the mind-money connection. You understand just how powerful you are, and it doesn't matter what the amount of money is that you want to earn in life. You absolutely can do it. But you're not going to do it if you're coming from a reactive pattern in your life around money. And reactive is that everybody and everything and every circumstance and whatever out there has more power over the amount of money that I make than I do. I need to get everybody else's permission and everybody else's yes in order to make the amount of money that I want. You don't need any of that at all from anyone. You need to decide who you are, what your value is, learn how to communicate that value in a very precise, articulate way, and go after the people that recognize that value. And you watch your income skyrocket. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.